10 years later, The Laramie Project, The Lasting Legacy of Matthew Shepard, on Sirius OutQ 109.
October 12th of 2008 marks the 10th year anniversary of the death of Matthew Shepard. His attack and subsequent death shocked the world and inspired plays like The Laramie Project, books like The Whole World Was Watching by Romaine Patterson, movies like The Matthew Shepard Story, and songs by various artists like Elton John. His family started a nonprofit organization in his name to fight hate. Even a potential national hate crime legislation bears his name. But how will Matthew Shepard be remembered? What is his lasting legacy? Romaine Patterson, friend of Matthew Shepard.
I've said for quite a while that I think the Laramie Project is the lasting legacy of Matthew. And the reason I say that, and, you know, I think it would come as a surprise to many, but I've had the opportunity to see hundreds of productions of the Laramie Project all across the United States, from junior highs to high schools to college productions to professional productions to the original production. And I don't think when Tectonic Theater Project and Moises Kaufman sat down and wrote the Laramie Project that they had anticipated it becoming the successful play that it has, in the sense that all of these young people all across the world really would want to share in this story and would want to share this story with their communities. You know, when you go and you see that many productions and you see that many variations on this story, and you start to realize that there's something there. There's something really to this story that people need to hear, and they want to hear, and there are people who want to share it with each other. There were a lot of projects that came out because of Matthew's death. I think there were 3 TV movies, several plays, many, many musicians have written songs about Matthew. All of these different things have come about. You know, books have been written. I wrote a book about my experiences, and I think that above all of that, though, there's this story that is about people, and it's not just about the people of Laramie. It's about any town, anywhere. When you go see a production of the Laramie Project, you watch these characters and you can kind of relate them to your own life. Like, you see a character on the stage and you think, oh my God, that's totally just like my neighbor. Or, oh wait, that person really shares a lot of my own views. And you realize that this play is not about Laramie. It's not about Matthew. It's about any town, anywhere. And it's a reminder that this could happen again. And unless we pay attention to this story, it will. And I think that people really get that from this production. And I think that's a big reason why it will continue to be portrayed all across the country and the world. And people will continue to be inspired by this story. And it will continue for years to come to be the lasting legacy of Matthew, because it really is what is good and what has come about that will create change.
I think that his lasting legacy lives in the Laramie Project, but the Laramie Project is successful because of his character as a human being.
Tectonic Theater Company member Lee Fondakowski.
I think that his desires as a human being and his life force, his life energy, the things that he may have done in his life to fight political oppression, to fight homophobia, that it was his desires that live in the play. I also think it's the resiliency of the Shepherd family and Judy Shepherd, who went from, you know, just being somebody's mom to literally being like a mother to all gay people.
This is about every human being, every young person, the safety of all, how important it is to take care of all of us, not just some of us. We have to get this done. We have to.
So I think it's both a testament to Matthew and a testament to the Shepherd family and to the work that Judy Shepherd has done in the aftermath of this. I think it's a combination of both.
I think Romaine is part of that legacy.
Jackie Martino, director, King and Low Haywood Thomas High School.
I think that certainly what's really great about the Laramie Project is that it's not only a great script, but what I have learned through this production also is that when I went to go do the research, we were so fortunate to have Romaine come and speak and be so down to earth. We were fortunate to be in email correspondence with Lee Fondakowski. We contacted people from the Laramie Police Department. I mean, people were so willing and open to talk about it, to share their experience. And I think that that's what makes this production unique and the script unique, is that you not only have the script, but then you have this community of people that are willing to share with you their insights and feelings about it. And that, in turn, makes it so much more real for the actors and the director that's putting on that production. And I think that as long as that continues to happen, that dialogue, it transcends just putting on a show. It transcends theater. It's really a socially relevant, historic piece.
These things are still going on in our country.
Lisa D'Annunzio, actor. Villanova University.
If we let them slide, if we don't keep doing this play, that people won't have any personal adherence to what's going on. You know, if it's on the news and it's not in your state or not in your town, you're very far removed from it and you don't really see what's going on, what could happen. I felt that this was the most memorable and meaningful play that I've ever been in, and I've learned a lot about myself and what I'm capable of handling and communicating to others.
I hope that the word of the Laramie Project keeps spreading.
Emily Landon, actor, University of Wisconsin, Manitowoc.
It's real, and it's something that people need to understand and keep their eyes open about, that this could happen to anyone about anything, anywhere in the world.
What got at me was that whenever you would read about this situation, you would hear Matthew introduced with the same four or five words. Gay University of Wyoming student, Matthew Shepard.
Zach Schneider, actor, community theater, Casper, Wyoming.
The first qualifier in that sentence is gay. The second is University of Wyoming student. Here's a kid who was so much more. And to be able to witness a play, to be able to be involved in a production where Matthew is shown to be more than just gay University of Wyoming student Matthew Shepard, and Laramie is seen to be as more than this intolerant hick town where if you're gay in Wyoming, this is what happens to you. It was a very refreshing thing. It was gratifying to see that here is a man, Moises Kaufman, and this theater group who took the time to come and really investigate what Laramie was, to really see what kind of place Wyoming is, and then to know that this is written down in a format that is going to be shared for generations. And I think really this is how the story of the beating and death of Matthew Shepard is going to live on. It's not going to be those AP articles. It's not going to be Fred Phelps's God Hates Fags website. It's going to be the Laramie Project. This is the way that future generations are going to learn about this happening and are going to learn about Laramie. And that was a very cathartic thing, to be a part of this play and to be able to know that, okay, this is Matt's legacy. The Shepherd Foundation and the stuff that Judy is doing, that's Matt's legacy. And then it was very cool to be able to come out the other side of this production and say, okay, the world is a better place for having this script in it.
I think there is a way in which the Laramie Project is a certain kind of legacy that came out of this whole thing.
Moises Kaufman, playwright and director of the Laramie Project.
By going to Laramie and recording the voices of the people of the town, we were able to gather a document that really reflected the impact that this murder had on their lives. And I think that in that way, it is a record of something that occurred to that town, to America, to us as a nation, that I think has something to tell us about why it occurred and where we are and what we need to do in order to make those kind of events never happen again.
This is Romaine Patterson, friend of Matthew Shepard.
It's been 10 years since I got to talk to Matthew, and it's hard to believe that in 10 years so much has happened and so much has changed. When Matthew and I were friends, I was just a kid, and now I'm a grown woman with a kid of my own. I can't help but think that everything that happened with Matthew happened for its own particular reason. And I hope that as I raise my own daughter, that I will be able to raise her in a world where things like this don't ever happen again. Because unfortunately, there's just too much hate that still exists out there. The Shepherd family have started a foundation in Matthew's name. It's the Matthew Shepherd Foundation. You can find it online at matthewshepherd.org. Their whole mission is to erase hate. And frankly, I can't think of a better mission out there. With so much hate in the world, we can't help but think about it as the 10-year anniversary rolls around of Matthew's death. because we don't want things like this to ever happen to any other family or to any friends again. It changed my life, and I'm forever grateful for all of the people out there who continue to do things like the Laramie Project, who continue to stand up with such strength and such integrity and try to change the world and make it a better place. It takes a lot of bravery, and I truly am in awe of some of the people out there, these kids who do high school productions. I can't even imagine doing something like that when I was their age. I want to thank Stalker Channing, who won a SAG Award and an Emmy for her portrayal of Judy Shepherd in The Matthew Shepherd Story, a movie that was made for NBC, for taking the time to narrate this special for us. It was truly an honor to have her take part in this special, as well as special thanks to Barbara Walters, who helped us by doing the introduction to this piece. I would be amiss to not say thank you to Katie, who was our former intern here on the show, who stepped up to the plate and worked endless hours to make sure that this special was put together just right. And of course, Suzanne Ventra, who helped her with all the final editing and such. I really appreciate all of their hard work. But mostly I appreciate all of you, because for 10 years, you've remembered one of my good friends. Matthew was just a normal guy who lived a pretty normal life. And because of all of you, he was able to touch the hearts and minds of so many. It is really an honor to have known Matthew and to know that so many people still carry on his memory. So I truly appreciate all that you have done. Every year on the show, we play a song called What Matters. It was written by Randy Driscoll as a benefit for the Matthew Shepherd Foundation. She's raised over $40,000 so far with the sale of this single. And she's going on a Tin City tour this fall to raise an additional $10,000. Whenever I hear this song, What Matters, I always think of Matthew. And it always makes me shed a tear. And it gives me a lot of hope that, you know, we will continue to remember Matthew and his lasting legacy.
You were the brightest angel heaven had ever seen. You walked in with a story to tell, 10,000 tongues to scream. And you said, doesn't your heart beat the same as mine? Heaven, I told you a thousand times, isn't the air in my lungs the same air you breathe? So who cares whose arms I'm all wrapped up in? Who cares whose eyes I see myself in? The same blood you bleed. all around. Tell me, doesn't my mother cry like everyone? My father grieved for his lonely son. Isn't my rainbow a little brighter?
To make a donation to the Matthew Shepard Foundation, please visit www.matthewshepard.org.